Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Plenty of blue sky out there this morning, a great spring day. Controversy is swirling around the renewable fuel standard and the Environmental Protection Agency's handling of the statute as it relates to issuing hardship waivers. Eric Pfeiffer reports.
EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt is under fire again regarding hardship waivers to oil refiners to avoid blending ethanol. Reuters has reported that Carl Icahn, a billionaire and former advisor to President Trump, received the waiver for his facility in Oklahoma, Pruitt's home state. Bob Dineen, president and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association, said this is another example of Administrator Pruitt ignoring the law, what's best for American consumers, and what his boss, President Trump, wants. He cited Trump and Pruitt's policy last year requiring 15 billion gallons of ethanol in the U.S. fuel supply.
But before the ink was even dry on that rulemaking, Administrator Pruitt began to provide these waivers to the program for any small refinery that happened to have a stamp and knew his address. And the fact that he's given one to Carl Icahn, who sits on a $24 billion wallet, tells you that hardship has absolutely nothing to do with it.
Dineen believes the president's commitment to the ethanol industry remains strong, and he doesn't believe Trump knows that his EPA administrator has gone rogue.
I think this is Scott Pruitt that is doing everything he possibly can to help the refiners in his great state of Oklahoma before he goes back to run for public office. I think Scott Pruitt probably knows his days are numbered, and he's going to just create a fire sale on renewable energy demand to the benefit of oil companies in this country before he walks out the door.
When asked if a change needed to be made at the top of the EPA.
Well, look, whether there's a new director or not is immaterial. The policies need to change. If he replaces Scott Pruitt with somebody else who's just going to shill for the oil industry, that's not going to be helpful either.
That same question was posed last week to Republican Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa. Her simple response?
I think we can do better.
I'm Eric Pfeiffer.
A high tunnel farmer from Missouri is hoping to make his business year-round. High tunnels, or hoop houses, are large production greenhouses. They're used by Randy Stone and his wife, who farm about 150 acres in northeastern Missouri. Stone says they cash rent most of that land to neighboring farmers. They have about 12 acres of produce, which is mostly sold at farmers markets in the area. Much of that acreage is in high tunnels, which Stone began building about 5 years ago.
You grow inside, you grow the stuff in the dirt, and it's just like growing outside. It never freezes during the winter in there. And when it's really cold, when the sun's out, it stays 60 to 80 degrees in there. Even when the sun's not out, it's still about 60 degrees in there. So, and it just makes the plants do a lot better. You keep the humidity in, which plants likes a lot and everything.
Stone says the plants do need a lot of water, and he also pumps nutrients through the irrigation. He says the high tunnels allow them to grow a wide variety of produce.
Oh, we grow up to 40 different items. Tomatoes is one of our best things. Of course, melons. Of course, that's a seasonal thing. We grow from lettuce, onions, spinach, cucumbers, which I grow them in the high tunnel, and just various other things.
Stone plans to expand his business by growing year-round, and he hopes to supply some local restaurants with locally grown produce each year. Stick around. There's much more Inside Agriculture straight ahead. Coming up, Monsanto announces new sprayer system cleaner for dicamba. We'll talk about that and much, much more. That's straight ahead on Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson.